Another California innovation is in decline. The state's power shortages are provoking individuals and businesses to use less electricity when they can, and to do without some activities entirely. Alas, says commentator Pat Morrison, one of California's most popular symbols is passing.
This is a requiem for a luxury, a parody, an icon. With the energy crisis has come the high price of hot tubbing, and like neon and nightlights, the whirlpool spas of California are going dark. For the rest of the country, for 30 years, it was the hot tub and not the California grizzly that may as well have been up there on the state flag. The hot tub was California. From Big Sur to the desert resorts, from ski chalets to the surf cities, it was the icon of the swinging, psychobabbling, bubbling culture, the left coast life. Parboiled. For those on the other coast who belittled and envied Californians, the hot tub was the ideal shorthand, the sinful symbol of hedonism and license, of all those navel-gazing weirdos getting randy on the redwood deck. And Syra McFadden's book Serial, that parody of California's self-help, self-indulgent 70s, sealed the matter, searing the hot tub onto the nation's California lobe. So when a pair of elderly pioneering nudists, husband and wife, turned up naked and dead in a country club hot tub a few years back, it was, there go those Californians again. But the most famous California hot tubber was even hairier than some of the men who frequented the foaming waters. In 1994, on the northeastern fringes of Los Angeles, where fauna often wander down from the forests, a black bear named Samson was videotaped stealing avocados and lounging in someone's backyard hot tub. Samson died recently in a zoo where his popularity was so durable that a webcam was set up so his fans could follow him via the internet. Samson helped the hot tub to clean up its act. Just as Vegas is now family-friendly, just as bowling alleys are called bowling centers now, hot tubs are called spas, and you can buy them at county fairs next to the Vegematics. Aging baby boomers and their aches and pains have completed the transformation of the hot tub from swinging to soothing. And now, with the price of a kilowatt hour climbing the way that high-tech stocks once did, and those sybaritic hours adding anything from $12 to $25 to the monthly electric bill, the old bubble is simply getting to be too much toil and trouble. And so the hot tubs are going out all over California. We may not see them bubbling again in our time.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the new book, Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.